This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monopoly, as I'm sure you've heard by now, has a new playing piece, the cat. For some reason, is in. Businesses took note of the online contest to pick it and to pick one of the old ones to toss. A footwear company and a garden toolmaker launched campaigns to protect the shoe and the wheelbarrow. Pity, though, the poor iron, which just does not get a whole lot of consumer product love nowadays. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has that story.
Simon Doonan, creative ambassador for Barney's New York, reacted to the loss of the iron token from Monopoly with
a terrible, dull, sinking feeling of shock and horror.
He notes that the iron was the old-fashioned 19th century kind you heated on a stove, which became anachronistic decades ago. These days, most Americans don't use irons like we once did. More fabrics are wrinkle-free. And the notion of business casual has been taken to extremes. People wear yoga pants and sweats in public.
It's perfectly okay and perfectly groovy to wear a nice button-down shirt that is very creased.
Mom, are you listening? I'm not a slob in my wrinkled pants. I'm groovy. But Doonan says the iron is still an essential tool in high fashion.
In the creation of design and in every couture salon, the iron is like almost like a religious symbol.
Speaking of religious symbols, you can still count on most hotel rooms to have a Bible in the bedside drawer and an iron in the closet. Harvard Business School retail historian Nancy Kane says the number of irons in hotel rooms has increased in the last 10 years.
Because hotel rooms, particularly large chains, have spent a lot of energy and money in the last 5 years trying to make hotel rooms much more comfortable and amenable to women business travelers.
Kane says the market for iron manufacturers is better in the United Kingdom, where the average woman spends 55 minutes a week ironing. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.